So I know you guys have been incredibly busy, as we've talked to almost everybody, and House bills flying left and right. 4 and 5 went out this week, yes?
It did. I mean, what a great time to be in the legislature when you've got 150 folks working for the state of Texas. We passed the HB 5, the education bill that I had the opportunity to speak with most of my superintendents all week and a few of them on the floor during that debate, and came back into town last night and met with Eddie Colson and the superintendents from Navasota and Calvert, and you know, they were very pleased. We still got a lot of work to do, and they made sure that I knew that, but knocking that out this week and then finishing up Wednesday with the water HB 5 and what Chairman Ritter did, I mean, it's been a great week.
So what were some of the takebacks from the superintendents that you were needing to work on?
You know, they'd love that they have a little bit more flexibility. They want local control. Their staffs, school boards know their children. They need the opportunity to educate them. We've also opened up the vocation and technical track. We have a number of jobs, you know, not only in Brazos County, but in throughout District 12 all the way up through West, that, you know, lots of these employees that I've talked to need kids and need people that have the skill set, and they just don't have that opportunity in today's system where, you know, everybody's forced to be on that college track. We need this vocation and technical track opened up again, and I mean, these guys are excited about the opportunity they have before them.
And there have been some changes in the standardized testing too, yes?
Absolutely. We've knocked that down a little bit. They've, you know, some of these kids, I mean, the anxiety they have from taking all these tests has just been tough on them, and now they'll have the opportunity to study, learn, and they'll be more prepared to go to college if they so choose.
And the water bill?
I can't think of a more incredible plan that we passed. Like I said, Chairman Ritter and his crew in the Natural Resources Committee, of course, Chairman Ritter worked all through the interim, and this bill is going to allow the state of Texas to fund, you know, integral water projects and infrastructure throughout the state that will ensure that we have water for the next 50 years and better, especially with all the growth we have in the state of Texas.
So what do we have on the horizon?
Well, I mean, mainly, I've talked to Scott all the last few weeks. We look at the projects we have just here in District 12, mainly up in Falls and Limestone County. Those two counties do not belong to a water district, so they've been out there alone. This plan is going to give them the opportunity to help build their infrastructure and make sure we have water for their citizens and for economic growth here in the future.
And of course, there was a little project that was announced earlier in the week concerning a major pharmaceutical. That's kind of a big deal.
I'll tell you what, it's a good time to live in the Brazos Valley. It's a good time to be in Texas. And, you know, I look to all our leadership in the state and then just here at home with our two mayors that we're blessed with and our leader, John Sharp, I mean, at the school, I mean, and President Bowen. We are doing some incredible things. It's a good time to be here. I'm glad to have the opportunity to work with all these fine people.
Well, having grown up just outside of Austin, and I know a lot of people here don't like to hear the A word, but this town reminds me a lot of Austin the way it's growing.
It's similar. We obviously, you know, when I look at Austin, it's I'm kind of prejudiced to the Brazos Valley, but the water features they have and how we're growing with the technical, and it's kind of interesting. I guess you are right. I got to look at it a different way. I'm glad we don't have all the parking garages. You know, I like
true.
My commute around here a lot better than I do parking garage to parking garage when I'm downtown Austin.
It's nice to have the campus a little more spread out than just tucked into 40 acres as
you
well.
You know, trees and green space are a big part of my life. And so,
sure.
You know, when I got back yesterday, I was able to ease into town and eat lunch with my daughter. And then I went straight over to see Eddie Colson and a few other superintendents to, you know, finalize all the good things out of HB 5 and the things we need to work on. But it's nice to see a little space over here.
State Rep, District 12, Kyle Cassell, do we have anything else we need to cover that I may have left out?
Hey, I'd just like to wish everybody a happy Easter, and I hope everybody has an incredible weekend, and know that Mr. Rainey and I will continue to work hard for the Brazos Valley.